This, I believe, everything happens for a reason. I choose to have faith in the phrase, everything happens for a reason, because if it's true, then every tribulation I've been through will have been worth it. In my 16 years on Earth, I've moved 8 times, lived in 11 different houses, been to 10 different schools, and traveled an exuberant amount of times. It's been a long road, literally and metaphorically, but I am truly grateful for my life. I've come to appreciate the constant relocation and repetitive introductory speeches because it's made me who I am today. I'm an independent and opinionated individual with endless ambition, but I wasn't always so sure of who I was as a person. In grades 4th through 7th, I followed the crowd and let others' opinions squeeze me into a box of social norms and standards. I was a robot middle schooler that shapeshifted into what everyone wanted me to be, molded by the hands of society, was a watered-down and borderline non-existent personality. I was a blank piece of paper that had been crumpled up and drawn on by the people around me, instead of being my own creation. It was like a masterpiece produced by a group of artists with my name plastered all over it, an illusion of who I actually was. In the summer after 6th grade, I wanted to get a haircut, just a trim of course, so I went to the little salon in the small town of Chapman, Kansas. I got my haircut and left. After a couple of weeks, I had seen some pictures of a cute little shoulder-length bob that I thought would suit me. It was nothing dramatic, a simple haircut, so I got it. I was in love. It was a great feeling changing up my look. Summer was about to end, and I decided to do something adventurous. I went back to the salon again, and I came out with a pixie cut. My hair was a stylish take on a classic men's haircut. It was messy, layered, and I loved it. I looked like no one else, and it was awesome. My mom loved it, my dad loved it, my siblings didn't really care, but most importantly, I felt confident. That day, we had a barbecue to go to at a family friend's house. We pulled up into their driveway, and I stuck my head out the window to show everyone my new haircut. The adults all yelled out, "Oh my goodness, it looks great," or "You look so spunky, it definitely matches your personality." I was filled with joy as my self-esteem rose with the approval of others. I finally walked into their house to flaunt my new haircut to my friends. I stood there and smiled while I posed and spun around, waiting for their reactions. "You look like a boy." My face was flushed. I stood there as if someone had just slapped me in the face. They all stared at me like there was a dog standing on its hind legs speaking nonsense to them. I was crushed, absolutely destroyed. I held back tears and just tried to be quiet for the duration of the day. Summer had come to an end, and I was excited to debut my hair to the school. I had a new outfit I just bought and some gorgeous suede fringe boots. I looked and felt great. Walking into school, I was nervous, and I didn't get any better from there. Summer had come to an end, and I was excited to debut my hair to the school. I had a new outfit I just bought and some gorgeous suede fringe boots. I looked and felt great. Walking into school, I was nervous, and it didn't get any better from there. Everyone thought I looked like a boy. The only people that had said something kind were the girls I sit out with lunch. They all asked me why I did it as if I just told them I sold my belongings or burned down my house. Their tone of voice sounded like they expected me to respond with an intense story about how I was held at gunpoint and told to cut off all my hair. I felt terrible. Even the boy I had a crush on had sent his friend over to me in band class to tell me he didn't like me anymore. I returned home to sulk in my bedroom and hide my face. I cried until I fell asleep. I was devastated. My haircut seemed like such a vain thing to be upset over, but it was hard realizing that I had made a huge mistake cutting my hair. I felt disgusting, and I had decided that I was never returning to school. I would wear a hat and move back to Europe and just hide. That entire night, I even looked online for hair extensions and planned out my savings plan so I could buy some. I don't remember the exact words, but I recall my mom telling me about how different I was when I was younger. I could never walk in a straight line, and I danced and jumped, hopped and skipped wherever I went. I dressed like I was ready to perform a circus act, and it always made me stand out. I was constantly different and weird and spunky. I had realized that I wasn't made to be an exact replica of what the crowd was. I was born different, and I was determined to embrace that. I don't care what people think of me now, and I don't have to be scared to do anything anymore. I especially don't depend on how people are going to respond to anything I do. I do what I like, and I don't mind if anyone disagrees. It's a difference of opinion, and I think that's cool that not everyone thinks the same. Our world is a collage of mixes of races, ages, personalities, occupations, and ethnicities. We're made to be different and to live a life that we are happy with. I love who I am today, and no one can tell me otherwise.